Well, he's over there for the a big fight that took place yesterday with Tyson Fury becoming the heavyweight champion of the world with his great performance against Deontay Wilder. And he's still in Vegas, our man Duncan McKenzie McCarr. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning, Laurie. Good morning, Davey. Yes, I am. I am at McCarran International Airport here in Las Vegas. And I tell you what, guys, we saw something absolutely epic last night. It was unforgettable to be there. Tyson Fury, as you mentioned, Laurie, the new WBC heavyweight boxing champion of the world. He remains undefeated, and he puts an end to Deontay Wilder's 43-fight unbeaten streak. Nobody in the history of boxing, guys, had knocked out Wilder before last night, but I tell you what, Fury absolutely bullied him on the biggest of stages, dominated him from the opening bell. And, fellas, the noise inside the arena last night, I can only just describe it as just berserk, totally crazy. 15,000 inside MGM Grand Garden Arena. And I tell you what, it felt like there were 60,000 fans in there. It felt and sounded like a World Cup soccer match. That's how loud it was. There were so many English who flew over for the fight, and it was like Fury was fighting at home. And I tell you what, they went totally berserk when Fury got that body shot, sending Wilder down in the third round. And basically from that moment on, he just totally battered Wilder. And then the fight came to a stop in the seventh round, Fury getting the TKO victory. And what a victory it was.
It was a great victory. I don't think a lot of people saw that type of victory coming. They thought it'd be a lot closer than what it was.
It's a very good point, Laurie. If I spoke to a number of different experts who all flew in for the fight. I mean, I spoke to Tim Bradley Jr., who, of course, was in a lot of fights with Manny Pacquiao, those trilogy of fights in Las Vegas. I spoke to Terence Crawford as well. Both of these guys couldn't really pick it, but they didn't see Fury winning by knockout. They saw either Fury winning by decision or Wilder winning by knockout with that huge, powerful right hand. Obviously, we know that Wilder, with 42 of his victories, 41 have come by a knockout. So, it was certainly a surprise for a lot of the experts and a lot of the fans in the arena as well.
What the atmosphere yesterday? So you mentioned that arena, but I saw on social media as well. There's other ballrooms and other parts of the casino that they just pack out. It's like a massive, massive event.
It's totally huge, Davey. I mean, basically, whenever they have one of these massive pay-per-views in Las Vegas, it completely takes over the city. And look, I was lucky enough to be here for most of Fight Week. And look, it was totally explosive. It was highly enjoyable and very entertaining if you're a reporter, because it all sort of started off on Tuesday with the fighters arriving into Las Vegas. And then the final media conference on the Wednesday, guys, was just incredible stuff, because you had both guys flinging insults at each other, some of them really, really personal stuff. There was push and shove. They had to be separated. All the niceties went completely out the window. And then, as I mentioned, you got all the big names flying in. We had Mike Tyson here, Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield was here. And everyone I spoke to really couldn't split these fighters. We got to the weigh-in on the Friday, and that was like a total circus. I mean, there was 15,000 people at the actual weigh-in as well. Deontay Wilder weighs in for 231 pounds. That's a career high for him. Tyson Fury weighs in at a whopping 273 pounds. And I tell you what, guys, just from the narrative and the way in which Fury was acting throughout the week, he seemed like he was very, very confident that he was going to get the result. Obviously, he was knocked down twice in that previous fight in December 2018 in Los Angeles with that controversial split decision draw. But I think he knew that he outboxed Wilder in that first fight. So he came in with a head full of steam, looked very, very relaxed throughout the whole entire fight week. On the flip side, Wilder looked rattled or nervous. He didn't look himself throughout the entire fight week. He actually went on the record last night saying he had a few complications that he didn't really want to get into. So, it was certainly one fighter was really embracing what was a really, really sort of crazy time here in Las Vegas. And Wilder was sort of almost shying away from it. So I think that might have been a difference maker as well.
Has Wilder got a rematch clause in the fight contract? And do they go again for a third bout? Or does Tyson Fury now take on Anthony Joshua?
No, it's a good question, Laurie. So, yeah, he definitely does. In his current contract for this fight, he can exercise a rematch clause. But, look, considering how convincingly he got beaten last night, Laurie, I'm not sure if there's the appetite for that particular fight right now. I mean, the appetite really is for possibly the biggest fight in British boxing history now, Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua in the UK for the much-anticipated undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. Could it happen this year? I mean, absolutely it could, Laurie. I mean, according to Joshua's promoter, Eddie Hearn, he wants it to happen. Just minutes after the fight last night, he tweeted out, there's no need for a third fight between Fury and Wilder. Let's go straight to it in the summer for an undisputed fight. Hearn then wrote, Joshua really wants this fight to happen bad, and it has to happen this year. I mean, this is a fight that could be in the vicinity of $200 to $250 million. I mean, the natural venue for these guys would be a Wembley Stadium in London. Think about that. You know, up to 80,000 mad English fans. As I mentioned, it could be the biggest fight in British boxing history. But look, Fury was asked about that last night, guys, after the fight. And he says Joshua could have come to the US to fight Deontay Wilder a number of times. He had the chance, didn't take it. Fury, on the other hand, went to Los Angeles. He fought him in that split decision draw, came back to Las Vegas, fought this fight on Wilder's terms as well. So there's a lot to play out in those negotiations before they even get off the ground. But, yeah, look, I think the Joshua Fury fight is certainly the fight to make at the moment.
Mate, just quickly, before we let you go, are you okay? Vegas didn't beat you at all because we've seen, obviously, movies like The Hangover, etc. You've still got all your teeth?
Certainly still got all my teeth from Sin City. I tell you what, my cameraman, who's been travelling with me for the last 5 days, had an absolute blowout last night. He was MIA for about 5 or 6 hours, guys. I had to almost get a search party out for him, but he's okay. He's,
why?
Very, very
do you like to run a tight ship, not let any of the workers get out and enjoy themselves? You just let him go.
Davey, mate, I was just wanted to make sure they'd got on the flight. We don't want to have one of these hangover situations where he's getting stuck in a hotel room with a tiger and, you know, he's all sorts of stuff. But he's on the flight. He's looking very, very sheepish. I was in bed at a respectable hour last night. Here's your name drop for the week, guys.
Yep.
Mike Tyson was walking in. He's doing a bit of a meet and greet, bit of a sign, all the rest of it. And he walked in and there was a whole bunch of security around me. They had a look at me. They thought, look, this guy's going to be trouble. He's going to try and hit up Iron Mike on his way to this meet and greet. Try to shove a mic in front of Mike Tyson's face. Didn't want a bar of it, boys. And I tell you what, I got the famous Mike Tyson glare, being like, get that bloody microphone out of my face right now or I might give you a big right hand. So,
jeez.
Luckily, I did escape with all my teeth, Davey. So that's my story from Vegas.
Good man, mate. We know you always run into plenty of famous people and you try to get photos and, you know, you try and interview
none
them.
None as famous as you, Laurie Daly.
Yes. Well, mate, you've spent time with Paris. We haven't.
I haven't really spent enough time with Paris, let's try and make that happen in 2020, yeah?
Very beautiful. That's a good goal for the year, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, boys.